This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Enclave Science Wing congratulates Project Grobear on a nomination for the Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences. Your tardigrades are tardigrate.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I have begun monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before that. As your directive remains unchanged, my written report and several related audio messages have been attached. The dates include 2 weeks of the shutdown sequence, beginning on August 11th and ending August 24, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out. Private message, reply, Alessandre, just a minute. Alex, love, I'm glad to hear the garden is still blooming. I know it's always felt like more of your place, you and the unending lineup of deer, raccoons, the occasional marmoset sneaking in to raid the papaya tree. But I did love it there. Not just for you, but for you. For your hands, the thrust into the dirt, humming pop songs we didn't know I could hear, or having our churrasco there on weekends, keeping Cass and Paul out of the street by force of sheer will, or sitting to watch the evening deepen at the end of a day. It's a special place to me, and I miss it. I miss you. I promise, love, when I'm done here, no, I know I can't wait for that. I get what you've been saying. I'm not taking chances with this. I read the poem you mentioned. I like the final stanza better. Whatever view we hold, it must be shown by every lover has a wish to make. Some kind of otherness his own. Perhaps, in fact, we never are alone. I didn't know you applied for a base job. As much as I'm like, God, stay away from the consortium, there are things you'd have loved up here. Things I'd love to have shown you. You've been reaching over all this space for so long while I was looking at the stars too hard to even notice. It'd be nice to get to look at them together. Speaking of the stars, I hope they passed on my last report where I was working with Dr. Ray. The work was amazing in such unexpected ways. The wavelengths, the cascading data, and I've carved our initials right into the nebula. Don't you worry. Dr. Ray, though, I'm not sure if we're on a first-name basis yet, is a particular sort of experience. So he tried to put me on the optical telescopes going in like I wouldn't know how much that's a brush-off. But even when I insisted on a real assignment, he only spoke a few words before handing me over to the computer, and two of those were no chatting. Still not sure what that meant. I was just starting to really understand the feed, right down to the binary, when the week was over and I got the bum rush. Nice while it lasted, I guess. I definitely look at things a lot different when I go up to the surface, which I've done a few times lately. That's a good place to think. I'm glad you're still seeing your therapist. That I didn't ruin that with my... I'm glad you brought him up. Not that you've talked much about it, but I know I haven't asked. Anyway, there are people who specialize in couples, if that's better. Wilder said she knows someone who specializes in triads. Irrelevant, but interesting. Yeah, it's something we should pursue. I want to pursue it. I should get back to work here soon. Things are starting to pile up. There's all sorts of stuff to check off for the next supply rocket. I have to draft a response to all those very important queries from the entertainment wing. Why aren't our technologies professionals more interested in the Neko app that places a small cat at all times in your field of vision? Why isn't everyone jumping on that new Durian option in the olfactory? We've got all of 5 people left awake, but that's still enough for market research. And rights, always. Are we checking the rights? So yes, Agent Taper, be sure to send up those bootleg Sensorow tracks, and I'll sell them to the highest bidder. We'll see if that twerp from security is listening in now. He's always lurking in the hall whenever I step out of my cubicle. Anyway, I love you, Alex. I'll send another message as soon as I can, and if you figure out how to digitize chocolate and send it this way, I could make you a very rich man. Call it the WonkaVision experiment. Take care. I promise, Durst, I'm trying. Send message, highest personal priority.
Recording, Michel Langlois, mark for encryption at security level orange, code word storage at... What is it?
We're going to start cleaning the shutdown areas. They said I ought to come get you.
I have official reports to file. Reports, base security, you know.
It was Nessa asked where you were.
Nessa? Tell her I'll find her.
Find her? Well, she gave me a list of assignments and... Oh, never mind. I'll just leave them on your door.
Music up. Door double locked. Remove my location from base tracking. Take me off the radar. Ugh. Fucking body armor. Couldn't let me bring my own. There's a full kit stored on base. Not with my binder built in, assholes. Oh, shit. That's better. Olfactory track. Tea. Assam. Milk only. Add lemon zest. 0.5 strength. Add pain au chocolat. Increase chocolat. Freya, I missed that. Okay. Personal report continues. Code word encryption. It's week 6 on base theta. Replacing officers Deer, Daniels, and Hartman. At least that means I've got room to stretch out. They must have spent most of their time monitoring from here. I've got eyes and ears on every sector. Side note, cleaning crew observed removing contraband from sleep cubicle of Harold McVett. Mark for post-stasis disciplinary action. Replacing a 3-person team isn't great, said Donal Maldor, comes down to it, but the way things are headed on Earth, I'm not surprised. I hope they stuck them right on the wall with Sao Paulo. Managers, too. Brain-dead, intolerant douche rats. At least up here they went to stasis so I can run things the way that I want. I'm keeping an ear on the chatter around base. It doesn't sound like they've known much of what's really going on. We'll see how things shake out. They could all be in the mines before long. I'd love to see that comm lead do a real day's work. Broadcasting, this is Roger Bergardo Fisher, professional blowhard. I was looking at his file. I don't know why they'd let someone like him come back, even as a civilian. I'll do my best to keep his hands tied, just in case. Remove lemon zest, remove pain au chocolat, add cigarette smoke. Gauloise blonde, 0.25. I'm not sure about this Wilder either. I'm not against them, you know, like I could be a bigot. But they mess with your brain putting that shit into you. It creeps me out. So, she's on my list. Better safe, and blah blah. Side note, tag Wilder for proximity monitor alarm at 30 meters. Also, submit info request. How to disable cybernetic limbs. The scientist doesn't worry me. Z is definitely in a world of her own. There's some sort of glitch in the audio there. It keeps cutting out, but I get enough to know Z's in some sort of fairyland. Might have been inhaling that one experiment everybody was talking about. They did tell me coming up here to keep an eye on what Z was working on, but I can't read that shit. I'll send the files down when I have a chance. Then, there is Nessa Chong. Oh, Nessa. She has definitely been the high point of this assignment. I like a partner who knows what they want, but is still open to negotiation. After all, that is one of my special skills. And she has some skills of her own. She's one of a kind, believe me, quite inventive, but at the same time, just so smooth and easy to fall into. Like the picture you have in your head of how it should be, you know, like when you do it for yourself. So yeah, I'm gonna be after some more of that. What else have I got? Crap from rights management. They can handle that on their own. Report on stasis pods into the bin. That memo.
Dear Officer Longlois, you're to be commended on your work thus far. You have truly found your feet.
Yeah, now that I'm not in your face, you love me. Fuck you. Delete, delete, delete. I should go work out. Where'd I put my kit? Strapping down and suiting up. Michelle Langlois, badass on patrol. Olfactory off. Personal report. Wait. Show me the location of Nessa Chong. Good. Personal report out. Encrypting file.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Shut down! Shut down! Shut down already! Power level to zero. God damn it! Well, that is a no on converting the AC to pump out Rescue Remedy at particularly tense moments. Wasted up all my spare vacuum hose, too. Got to tell Nessa, That will not blend. Oh, what now? Dear Miss Wilder, got to train Zier off that Miz nonsense. The recent sewage mishap has caused some spattering across the optical telescopes. Ick. Double ick. Ugh. While I know you have many critical... whatever, buddy. Sure, I'll add it to all my other glory jobs. Computer, update task list and display. That's my last big red. Don't suppose I can talk them into more. No care packages sent during the shutdown sequence. Like they won't have room, but that's none of my business. Anywho. Damn it. Anywho, my task list for the day. Damn it. Back to the surface to clean up the... to clean Ashwini's lenses. Got to be able to get that flare just right. Damn it. 1 minute here. Damn it. Got to start taking those tanks up to the surface for the supply rocket. Good thing it's running late, because, so are we. Plus, I gotta show Michelle... damn it! My driving license or some shit like that before he'll authorize the rover. Oh, god damn it! Thank you. Took the rest of a good can of pop, though. Well... after that, I got to get back to cleaning out the personal areas. I saw what they looked like after Roger and them finished. I'll have to go through things all over again. At least they found the hedgehog. They wouldn't tell me who was keeping it, though. Had to be either Dr. Ringling or Dr. Day. They're gonna find some notes left in their records, though. Let me tell you. I gotta get back to shutting down their experiments, too. The whole bunch. From boosted response to spinal keratin of the terrestrial terrestrial E-word that means hedgehog. That's all I know. And that's where you belong, little fella. To psychoactive intellection within an extreme environment, and I'm tempted to just leave my mask off for that one. I made a deal, though, about the tardigrades. Nessa took a shine to them, and I can't say no to her. Don't know of anyone who can. So, we'll keep that experiment a bit longer. Growth ratios and biological reaction to extended anhydrobiosis due to radiation. I like saying the full names like that. It reminds people that I'm not just a pretty face. And an arm that nobody can take their eyes off of. That's right, darling. You know you're gorgeous. Crush that pop can there for me. That's what I'm talking about. Honey Badger ain't got nothing on us. We don't care. Now, hang on, I'm forgetting a thing. What is it? Not the mining stuff. That's all sorted out. Not that insulator coil. Stasis pods. The piece of shit stasis pod lights that I can't diagnose, and they won't give us the manuals, and ugh. I am so tired of banging my head against that it's not even funny. Actually, banging my head on them is the one thing that I haven't tried. Might be worth a shot. Headbutt to the auxiliary control panel. Bam! Oh, man. I don't know why that's so funny. Maybe I got a whiff of Operation Pixie earlier after all. Well, back to it, I guess. This place won't keep itself running. Not for a few weeks, anyway. And not even then, unless I get a bunch of stuff put in its proper place. Personal reminder, I gotta record a message to Jen and Thea later so that it's ready for the next broadcast date. Maybe read a story for the kids if I can find that copy of Mission to Space I squirreled away for just such. So yeah, I should go. Bye for now, computer. Oh, you can stop recording.
Thanks for listening. This episode featured Leman Kessler as Roger, Cass McPhee as Michelle, and Tina Daniels as Wilder. The episode was written and edited by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity,
an actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to see traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult
now. An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar the Cataclysmically Reckless from the former Orogenon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I going to function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.